بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters, one of the things that I remember from my Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali from my childhood days is this Farsi couplet that he used to recite, which is from Sheikh Saadi, Rahmatullah Ali, who said, Kar saze ma ba fikre kare ma, fikre ma dar kare ma azare ma. Kar saze ma ba fikre kare ma, fikr ma darkar ma azar ma, which translates, my creator, or rather karsas, meaning the one who will actually give success to the work. So he says, my creator is busy taking care of all my affairs. So my worrying about my matters is only an unnecessary pain. Now, I apologize, that's not a particularly great translation of it. But this is Farsi, but it's even people who speak Urdu, I'm sure you can understand this. Kar saze ma ba fikre kare ma, fikre ma darkare ma azare ma. Now, Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullah alayhi, he says, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the veil, lifted the cover for his slave and shown him how he handles his affairs for him, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is even more keen for the benefit of the slave than the slave himself, than his own self, his heart would have melted out of the love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and would have been torn to pieces out of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, if the pains of this world tire you, do not grieve. For it may be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to hear your voice by way of dua. So pour out your desires in prostration, in sujood, and forget about it, and know that verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not forget about it. Allah does not forget it. SubhanAllah, I mean, there are, you know, two people that I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he must, I request Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant that I meet them. One is Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawzi rahmatullahi alayh, and the other one is Hasan Basri rahmatullahi alayh. I mean, what beautiful people these were. And of course, this is true for all the great, mashallah, scholars of Islam, the people who were the, inshallah, the awliya of Allah. But I'm saying these two people, especially because, alhamdulillah, I have benefited so much from the wisdom that comes with them and what they say, that I want to be able to meet them and thank them myself and say that this is what I learned from you, alhamdulillah, may Allah bless you and reward you in keeping with His Majesty and grace. Now think about this. Here is Sheikh Saadi saying, rahmatullah alayhi, the same thing, which is, he says, why must I worry about my things when I know that my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu is interested in making me succeed in those matters. And in any case, no matter what I do or don't do, success can only come if Allah wants it. Success can only come if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants me to succeed. And so, if I am worried about something, it means that I am somehow believing that this thing is in my hands. whereas it is not. Now, having said that, you might say, well, you know, what about making effort? The thing is, making effort is not contrary to this. Making effort is something that we need to do and which is something which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered us to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the means to do that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inshallah help us to get what we want if we make the effort. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to tie the camel. That's the effort. Sabr is to make effort in order that things happen. But at the end of that, we are not talking here about effort. We are not talking about your hands and feet, your jawareh. We are talking here about your heart. Making effort, but having complete and total contentment that inshaAllah musta'an, it will be successful. And what is really good for me is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do for me. Which is not necessarily what I want. Might be, might not be, because Allah knows and I do not know. Now, to have this level of understanding and this level of faith, that is the purpose of Islam. And imagine if you have that, then truly you can sleep in peace. So this is what Ibn al-Khayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah is saying, that Allah has kept this hidden. Right? I mean, we don't see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we don't see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing for us. Except when Allah wants and we see the signs of it, but we don't actually see this, physically. So Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyyah rahmatullah is saying that had this not been the case, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala lifted the veil for his slave and shown him how he handled his affairs for him, if Allah had lifted the veil and showed how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, turns the hearts of people towards you, so that when you speak to them, they are already convinced. Right? When people who are strangers, who don't know you, who don't know anything about you, they love you, they respect you. There's nothing that you are giving them. Yet, they act as if you have given them everything. People who have no relationship with you. I mean, it's not as if they are your children or your cousins or your nephews, nieces, whatever. Yet, they treat you with respect, they treat you with honor. They are willing to serve you, they are willing to help you, they are willing to do things for you. How is all this happening? We don't see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has turned their hearts. We don't see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put love for you and respect for you in their hearts. Now, if you wanted to do that, you couldn't do it, because we have no control over anybody's hearts. So Ibn al-Qayyim is saying, rahmatullahi alayh, if Allah had lifted this veil, if Allah had lifted this, the curtain between us and the reality, and shown the slave how he handles his affairs for him, and how Allah is even more keen than you are, that your matter should be resolved well, then his heart would melt out of the love of Allah, and it would be torn to pieces out of thankfulness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if the pains of this world tire you, do not grieve. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fall in sujood. Cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala your story, even though you know that He knows your story already. But tell Him your story, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to listen to the voice of His slave. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to listen to the voice of His slave. You know, this is the beauty of Islam, alhamdulillah, where the reality of the thing is in front of us. So we are not overwhelmed by the dunya, we are not overwhelmed by, whatever is happening in life. We see things in perspective, we see things we see the reality of the thing. We see that this dunya at the end of the day is something which is going to end. So how can anything in something which is temporary be more important than something which is in a time which is permanent, which is the akhirah? So when we look at the dunya from this perspective, then it becomes easy to put things in place. And then we don't fall into the trap where we have given up the akhirah in favor of the dunya. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to this, to give us peace and harmony in our hearts, to remember this thing. Karema dar karema azarema kar saze ma bafikre karema. Kar saze ma bafikre karema karema dar karema azarema. When my karsaz, when the one who is responsible for giving me success, the one who can give success, that's in his hand. When he is there for me, when he is the one who is interested in giving me success, why must I worry about that? So if I'm worrying about that, then that worry is a waste. I ask Allah to give you peace in your hearts, to give me peace in my heart, to give all of us peace in our heart, and to trust and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because only and only in that is the itminan al-qalb. Ala bi dhikri Allahi tatma'in al-qulub. Wa sallallahu ala nabi al-kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahman rahimin. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.